Have you ever wondered about the current state of human rights when it comes to the war crimes in Ukraine? Or perhaps have you wondered about the current state to the right of privacy of public figures? Or even questioned about the intersectionality between climate change and human rights? Well, we might have some answers for you. From the University of Cambridge and the Center of Governance and Human Rights, my name is Nima Jayasinghe, and I am your host for this season 7 of Declarations. Thank you so much for tuning in, and it is a real pleasure to have you with us. This is a short teaser episode to tell you all that our new season will be launching this month, and to introduce our panelists and tell you a little bit about our guests and the episodes coming up. To get the ball rolling, let us invite our first panelist, Mariam, to introduce herself.
My background is basically international development. I work on gender and development, and I have been working on gender-based violence. My podcast is basically a bit different from the other ones. It talks about borders and boundaries, which are actually very personal and individual to each one of us. How we set boundaries to ourselves to protect our dignity, our privacy, our freedom, our priorities, and above all, our well-being. And how those personal boundaries and borders are crossed by when we're in relationships with people who are not well, who are narcissistic, and how they abuse those borders and boundaries, and in how many ways they are violated. So I will be talking to a twice diagnosed narcissist, Professor Sam Bachman, who has worked extensively in this domain, and he talks to us in how many ways narcissists violate our borders and boundaries. Can't wait.
Thank you so much, Mariam. And next up, Olivia, would you like to introduce yourself?
I am currently a third year philosophy student at Cambridge. My interest is in the intersectionality between philosophy and law, as I do hope to explore further study and possibly a career in law. And the topic that I will be exploring as a panelist on this podcast is the idea of privacy set out in the law and as a philosophical concept, in particular with reference to public figures. This topic is particularly interesting because the legal definition of what is private is drastically different for people who are considered public figure, in however sense the law defines it, compared to us as ordinary citizens. I will be inviting Professor Gavin Phillipson, professor at the University of Law in Bristol, as our guest, where he will be talking about the controversies and changes in the legal definition regarding privacy for public figures and where we should be drawing the borders for people in this situation.
Thank you so much, Olivia. And next up, we have Charlie.
Hello, my name's Charlie Duffy, and I'm a graduating law student at Downing College, Cambridge, and I'm also the secretary of the Cambridge University Human Rights Law Society. After interning at the International Criminal Court in The Hague this summer, I elected a research focus on international human rights law and war crimes, and I'm now working with the Declarations podcast to bring attention to the human rights violations associated with the 2022 Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Thank you so much, Charlie. And next up, we have Vanessa.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I am an MPhil in Development Studies here at the University of Cambridge. I completed my undergraduate degree in political science at the University of Pennsylvania. My areas of interest are in development economics and international law. I'm very excited to be a panelist on this season's podcast. In relation to this season's theme of borders and boundaries, my episode will be on the topic of how wars do not necessarily have to take place within, in between, and or outside of borders that divide nation states. The 21st century is seeing an unprecedented amount of wars being started, fought, and ended through the use of lawfare. Lawfare is using the power of law as a weapon of conflict. I'll be joined by Jason McHugh, an internationally renowned lawyer with expertise in international law, to discuss what lawfare is, how lawfare is used today, and its implication to future conflicts. As well, we will be discussing his experience as the appointed facilitator to the joint UNAU Sudan peace process, an advisor on transitional justice to the transitional government in Libya, and much more.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. Next up, we have Amy.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm a second year HSPS student studying specifically the politics and international relations track. I'm really keen to get beyond the theoretical implications of my studies, applying things that I've learned to real world problems and scenarios. My episode will discuss and investigate where the climate change response is intersecting with human rights in the now and in the future. The current state-based system is creating enduring difficulties for reaching sustainable policy transitions and net zero targets. Some proponents stress that the transnational problem of climate change demands an equally transborder response, but political stagnancy and self-protectionism continue to steer green policy. The question is increasingly becoming, how can a global response be truly global, delivering policy that is not only effective, but realistically implementable?
Fantastic. And next up, we have Isabella.
Hi, everyone. I'm Isabella. I'm a final year undergrad at Homerton College, Cambridge, studying anthropology, a discipline which positions me to ask questions about how individuals and communities worldwide order and understand their lives and their social interactions. Both my professional and my current academic interests center around amplifying the stories and the realities of the people and lives around me. And this, combined with my interest in human rights, advocacy, and education, have all shaped the theme of my episode this season, which revolves around understanding the risks posed to the right to strike in the UK at the moment.
We then have Claire.
Hi everyone, I'm Claire and I'm currently studying an MPhil in Politics and International Studies at Trinity College, Cambridge. I earlier graduated from Trinity with a BA in Human, Social and Political Sciences. I've previously worked in foreign affairs and public policy, and my research interests are at the intersection of political theory and human rights. So my master's dissertation is examining legal resistance to border and migration policy in Australia and the United Kingdom from a political theory perspective. My episode is going to examine the women-led protests in Iran in response to the death of Mahsa Amini. The central theme of my episode is the idea that most activism in authoritarian states is bounded by the state itself and the boundaries that the state seeks to enforce around acceptable versus unacceptable forms of activism. Protest movements like the women-led protests in Iran seek to challenge these boundaries. In this context, my episode will ask, do the protesters pose a fundamental challenge to the regime in Iran? Or are they ultimately limited by the repressive structures of the state, which threaten to prevent them from achieving systemic change?
And next up, we have Veronica.
Hi, everyone. My name is Veronica, and I'm a PhD student in the Politics and International Studies department. My research sits at the intersection of politics and psychology by focusing on public perceptions of trust in government across different countries in relation to political participation. But my passion for human rights comes from my work on migrants' rights. So my episode this season will be focusing on the Rwanda Asylum Plan, UK's most controversial migration policy in recent years. And the guests in this episode, Peter William Walsh and Colleen Yu, will be discussing the origin of this policy, its problematic nature, as well as what could be done in the future to avoid similar mistakes. In our modern society, we expect developed democracies like the UK to set a positive example when it comes to respecting human rights. So was this just a policy accident in the UK's government overly enthusiastic attempt to protect its borders? Or is this crossing of individual boundaries only the beginning of a hostile immigration environment in post-Brexit Britain? Only time will tell.
Thank you so much, Veronica. Very exciting. And finally, last but not least, we have Yasmin.
Thank you, Nima, for the introduction. I've been really excited to work on what is now my second season of the Declarations podcast. And I think this year's theme of borders and boundaries has enabled us to look at a real variety of human rights issues and global experiences. So I think it's going to be a great season. I'm in my final year of my undergraduate studies, which has been in history. And one of the things I like to do is think about the social justice issues that interest me in the present and see how we can think about them in a historical context. So a large part of my research this year has been looking at the history of modern warfare, and how that history changes if we stop thinking of it as a purely masculine arena done by men, and actually if we centre women's experiences of war, whether it's in the home front, in fighting or in civilian experiences of war and how that changes the history of war itself. So it's quite fitting then that the episode I'm producing for this season is about the women, peace and security agenda in the modern times. And so I will be talking to Eva Tabassam, who is the director of Gender Action for Peace and Security. And we'll be talking about the role of women and women peacemakers in civil society, and often the disjuncture that happens between what these women need to really build strong networks of peace and to resolve conflict, and the sort of higher abstract national and international policy. And this is something that Eva is really going to be great to talk to about, because not only is she the director of Gender Action Peace and Security, which is a UK-based expert working group of peace and development NGOs, but she has also worked across Europe in the Middle East in humanitarian work, development work, advocacy and programming around women's rights, gender and refugee law. And she also holds an MSc in Women, Peace and Security from the London School of Economics. And so she's going to be a fabulous guest to talk to you about this really pertinent topic about peace resolution and women's rights.
Thank you so much, Yasmin. And let me finally introduce myself. My name is Nima. I have been a panelist with the podcast for 2 seasons now, and this will be my 3rd. I am currently an MPhil student at the University of Cambridge, studying education, globalization, and international development. I'm also a youth researcher for UNESCO, covering the current Sri Lankan crisis. And I am also in collaboration with the EdTech Hub here in Cambridge and consultancy Jigsaw for my dissertation, focusing on nudge messaging and gendered impact in Ghana. As we can see here, this season's theme is borders and boundaries, but borders and boundaries does not necessarily mean the strict physical definition of borders and boundaries. So let us invite you to listen to our podcast this season to learn a little bit more about these topics. We have a very exciting lineup and we hope to see you there. Thank you so much for listening. And this is Declarations.